This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. International Trade Commission has banned the import of some older Apple iPhones and iPads. It's the iPhone 4, not the 4S or the 5, phones of the AT&T variety. It's part of the ongoing patent war between Samsung of Seoul, South Korea, and Apple of Cupertino, California. Apple will appeal, and you need to know that the patent in this case has been deemed standards essential, involving something that is so baked into technology that courts are unlikely to uphold a ban, some experts argue. Daniel Ernst is principal at Hudson Square Research.
You know, if you patent the circle and you said, well, we're going to ban every car company in the United States from selling cars that happen to have tires on them, that would be somewhat ludicrous. And so you simply can't have a phone that doesn't transmit data. And there's so many different people who have contributed to those patents over the years, everyone from Broadcom to Qualcomm to Motorola. And so all these things get put into a pool and people pay various fees to get access to them. And it's a pretty standard business practice. So I would be more surprised if this ends up actually having a real impact.
What I'm hearing from you is, be careful about the hyperventilating, because there will be other moves in this grand chess game being played between Apple and Samsung over these patents.
Yeah, that's right. And none of it's really had any outcome in real terms. Patent trials, particularly the Samsung-Apple patent battle, is a lot like the global weather, which is if you don't like it, wait a day or go somewhere else. This case has evolved in such a complex manner, and it's been great to be a patent lawyer during this period, but it hasn't stopped either Samsung or Apple from competing in the marketplace.
Daniel Ernst, the principal at Hudson Square Research in New York, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.